Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and I want to talk about a topic that I think, whether you're a follower of Jesus or not, it's a topic a lot of us struggle with, and that is the ability to forgive people. And one of my favorite communicators is T.D. Jakes, and he wrote a book several years ago called Let It Go, Forgive So You Can Be Forgiven. And obviously that's based out of the Bible passage that says this. And this book written back in 2012 really had an impact on me, as was just trying to forgive some people in my life for some wrongs that have been done me. And I really think you'll be blessed over the next couple of programs as we're going to talk about forgiveness and what are some of the reasons we don't forgive, and maybe some reasons that, you know, we can forgive and how to do that. So I hope that you'll stay with us today and tomorrow. Maybe invite somebody to join you. I always want to remind you that you can go to hopeishere.today. That's our website, hopeishere.today, and you can catch any of the podcasts we have done in the first 8 months. It's just amazing that we've already done 8 months, had over 8,000 downloads of the podcast, 33 different states, 6 foreign countries, and I just want to thank those that financially support our ministry. We can't do this without you. And actually got a phone call today from somebody that had listened to a program recently. It was really blessed, and they said, I just wanted to call you, and looked up on the website and got your phone number and just wanted to call and wanted to know where I could, don't do the online giving, but wanted to mail a check to donate to the ministry Hope Is Here. So whatever's easiest for you, you can email me. I'll be glad to give you the mailing address, and you can do that at greg@hopeishere.today. That's greg@hopeishere.today. But, you know, I love T.D. Jakes. Man, he's so passionate, and he can get rolling, but he is a brilliant man. I watch him on TV a lot, but I've also heard him speak in person at a couple of different conferences that I've been to, and he's going to be at the Leadership Summit this year. I'm really excited about that. But one of the things he says in his book called Let It Go, Forgive So You Can Be Forgiven, he said, the bottom line is unforgiveness is expensive. He said, you are buried beneath the weight of resentment. And he said, you know, success may not materialize for you simply because the asset that you could be to a company, your spouse, a child, or an organization is buried beneath the person you think you have had to become to protect who you could have been from what happened to you before. I love a good friend of mine. He has a saying that we kid about, what you might put on a T-shirt, bitter to the end, baby, bitter to the end. And he says it in a humorous way, and it does crack me up. But, you know, the truth is there's some people that they really are. They are bitter to the end, and I think you miss out. I agree with T.D. Jakes on a lot of the blessings that you could have when you remain bitter, or, in other words, you don't forgive people. And really, the question that he addresses in this book that I think is huge, that looms largest at the heart of forgiveness, is how we respond when we're offended. And the reason we can't forgive people, obviously anything that we can't forgive starts out of an offense. And another book, and I've brought it up before, but as you know, I like to read. Obviously, the Bible is the first and foremost book I like to read. But after that, over the years, many books that have blessed me. And one on this topic of forgiveness is The Bait of Satan by John Bevere. And it basically is about when we get offended. And that's what Satan uses to cause so much disharmony in families, especially marriages. Oh, my goodness. Especially Christian marriages, Christian families. I see it over and over all the time. And man, it starts, we get offended. We get offended by something. Satan knows what buttons to push, doesn't he? To try to get us offended. And, you know, when we don't forgive, man, you know, the thing about it is, it's like, you know, drinking poison, expecting the other person to die. I love that saying. You know, when you don't forgive somebody, you keep bitterness in your heart, it's like drinking poison, but you expect the other person to die. And I've heard the other saying, too, that people say, you know, when you don't forgive somebody and you're just processing it over and over about how they offended you, how they hurt you, how they did you wrong, you know what? You're letting them have free rent in your head You know, they're basically living in your mind, and they should be giving you money because they're taking away a lot of opportunities that you could do to enjoy this life. And Satan's like, no, I'm just going to let you be offended and think about that. You might as well call that person, hey, can I get $500 a month? Because, you know, at least several times a week I go there having a pity party or just processing all the unforgiveness that I have in my heart towards you. And I want you to hear me on something. It doesn't mean that people haven't been hurt. I've been hurt, and these things are legitimate. But the question is, are you going to stay there, or are you going to try to forgive and move forward, which being a follower of Jesus is all about? And if Jesus can sit there and say on the cross, when they have just brutalized him from insults verbally, obviously the physical pain he went through on the cross with the nailing of the hands and feet, and then a crown of thorns pressed into his head. Can you imagine how much pain he was in? Then they humiliate him on top of all the verbal taunts, but they strip him of his clothes, where he's just basically, you know, just got something covering his private areas. And yet, what did he say? He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So, friends, if you say, you know, I just can't forgive, then you're trying to play God, because if God's one and only Son can do that, then you can do it too. Another quote that I love from T.D. Jakes in his book, Let It Go, Forgive So You Can Be Forgiven. While people may reasonably be outraged and cut to the quick at the core of their being, these individuals still try to display maturity, faith, and hope. And, you know, that's part of being a follower of Jesus. And I love what he says. He says, you know, you see, the same heat that hardens the clay, it melts the wax. Since we cannot control when offenses will come or through whom they may arrive in our lives, then we can only control the way in which we experience them. At the core of forgiveness is an acute self-awareness about how we monitor and manage our reactionary thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. And, you know, there's a lot of reasons why people don't want to forgive, and they won't let go of old issues, forgive their offenders, and move on. And he gives seven reasons in this book, and I want to see if you can relate to any of them. Number one, he says, unforgiveness comes when we believe that our future has been taken from us or irreparably damaged. Second reason is, unforgiveness comes when we believe the betrayal has not been sufficiently atoned. You know, sometimes people will say, we're sorry, but we don't accept that. You know, we want a pound of flesh. And as the old saying goes, and, you know, wow, I mean, people can only do so much if they say they're sorry, and yet sometimes we try to be the judge on whether they really actually meant that. We say, you know, I think they only 75% meant that. And, you know, my dad used to say this a lot, got to leave your measuring stick at home sometimes, and we can't judge on other people's level of apology where it rates on our scale. We just have to accept it, whether it was a great, sincere apology or not, and move on. And I love in the verse that has helped me a lot in the times when I have not wanted to forgive somebody or I wanted them to get payback. And there's a verse in the Bible that simply says, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. And friends, I've seen it over and over where people that have done me wrong, and, you know, it may be years, but eventually the Bible says God disciplines those he loves, and he does. But I also want to be honest, there's been times where I've been offended and really hurt and wronged, and I've never seen the people, in my opinion, get punished or disciplined. And yet here's what I know from being 53 years of age and being in full-time ministry for almost 12 years and bivocational the past 3 years, that, you know, everybody's dealing with something, and somebody may have be dealing with something, but on the outside they may look fine just because maybe their health looks good, you know, they're attractive and they seem to be doing well, living a nice home, drive a nice car, and may see their kids doing well athletically and academically, and they may have a great job and have a high income. But I promise you, I know that I know everybody's dealing with something, because that's part of living in a fallen world. And forgiveness unforgiveness can really cause us to be unhealthy. A third thing that T.D. Jakes says, unforgiveness comes as a defense mode to protect the bruised inner self, which often is hidden from view or even our own awareness. A fourth reason he gives, unforgiveness comes when we feel that we have been deceived in some way and publicly humiliated. Wow. Can relate to that one, man. I struggle with pride, and that's one thing I don't like to do is be publicly humiliated. And I think a lot of people can relate to that. And the Bible says that humility comes before honor. And obviously, Jesus definitely experienced humility with death on the cross. A fifth reason that T.D. Jakes talks about why people give reasons why they can't forgive. He says, unforgiveness comes when personal trust has been violated. And that's a tough one. Man, I like to try to be loyal and to my friends and family. And man, when personal trust has been violated, that's a tough one. But it still doesn't give us a reason not to forgive. The sixth reason, unforgiveness comes from opportunities lost. Man, we have a great financial opportunity, or, for me, I know going through divorce, and when I went through my divorce, and I thought, it's my chance not to have kids. I was 40 years old, a little over 40, I think 42, actually, 43 almost, and, I thought there was my opportunity to be a father. And so unforgiveness can come from that, but I just had to realize I had to trust God on that, and he's given me opportunities to be a blessing to several other kids through single parents, just through helping pay for kids' football, baseball, little league fees, or buy a pair of basketball shoes for a single dad that's struggling, to make ends meet. Just being a blessing. I support a child in India with one of our guests, to be able to go to school. You make a donation each month. So I may not have any biological children, but I've been able to be a blessing because I had to finally move on from that unforgiveness. And the last reason, there's a lot of them, but there are seven main reasons T.D. Jakes talks about why we say we can't forgive in his great book called Let It Go, Forgive So You Can Be Forgiven. He says, unforgiveness comes when we have been forced to suffer the soul wounds of abuse, neglect, and rejection in silence. Wow, that is powerful. And I think if any of us have been there, and I think all of us can relate to at least one, probably like me, several of those seven reasons, that the feelings of unforgiveness are incredibly life draining. Anytime you're being controlled by your emotions rather than you controlling them, you are a prisoner without a jail cell. And some remain incarcerated for their entire lives, all while the keys to freedom are dangling within reach. We're going to talk more about those keys to freedom in forgiving. So I hope that you'll join us tomorrow as we continue our conversation about T.D. Jakes' outstanding book, Let It Go, Forgive So You Can Be Forgiven. I'm Greg Horn. I look forward to seeing you next time on Hope Is Here.
Hi, I'm Tay Henderson, Executive Director of Lighthouse Ministries. In addition to serving meals twice a day to our hungry Lexington neighbors, we also provide shoes through our Michael's Feet Ministry. In June of 2014, I noticed that many of the people we were serving did not have adequate shoes. If they weren't duct taped together, there were holes in the soles. The day that a man named Michael approached me with scotch tape holding his shoes together, I knew I had to do something, and Michael's Feet Ministry was born. Now we are blessed to replace over 50 pairs each month thanks to individual donors and donating businesses through WJMM. Please consider being a part of this blessing. Each pair you give replaces a battered pair and helps a battered person know they are loved. Thank you.
For more information on Lighthouse Ministries, check out their website at lighthouselex.org or contact them by phone at 859-259-3434.